The festival takes place this January 16th to the 26th. The Sundance Institute is marking the 30th anniversary since it took over the helm of Park City's Independent Film Festival, which began here in 1981. The competition lineup this year includes 16 films each in the U.S. Dramatic section and documentary programs, and a dozen films each for World Dramatic and documentary entries. The dramatic films often pair up Hollywood names and topical subject matter, one example being the film Camp X-Ray, starring Kristen Stewart as a young guard at Guantanamo Bay. Other well-known names in Sundance movies include Philip Seymour Hoffman, Lena Dunham, Glenn Close, Kristen Wiig, and Anne Hathaway. The themes in the U.S. documentaries include Alzheimer's, the legal fight over California's Proposition 8, an expose of the food industry, college debt, and a baseball player who pitched a no-hitter on LSD. Although it's hard to define an overall theme for the festival films, sometimes there are multiple films on the same subject. In the dramatic section, there are two films about characters coming back from the dead. In the world documentary section, two different films deal with what's called internet addiction. The next section, 11 films intended to spotlight lower-budgeted, edgier work, have settings ranging from an Indian reservation to Memphis to an Iranian ghost town haunted by a vampire. The Park City at Midnight section is comprised of 8 films, mostly populated with psychotic or supernatural creatures, including a sequel to Dead Snow, a Norwegian Nazi zombie movie that played in the Midnight Show about 5 years ago. The New Frontier section is highlighted by The Girl from Nagasaki, a modern-day rendition of the Puccini opera Madame Butterfly, and Hit Record on TV, an episode of a global online variety show directed and hosted by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The Spotlight section includes the newest film from Jim Jarmusch, who's been at Sundance before, with films like Stranger Than Paradise and Night on Earth. New this year is Sundance Kids, presented in collaboration with the Tumbleweeds program of the Utah Film Center. The two films in the section this year are Ernest and Celestine, an animated film with star voices including Forrest Whitaker and Lauren Bacall, and the Spanish film Zip and Zap and the Marble Gang. And the New Frontier program of films and displays returns to Main Street after a stint at City Park. Most of the displays will be located at the Gateway Center near Heber Avenue, a program called The Source Evolving, a series of filmed conversations about creativity, will be housed in a special-built 2,000-square-foot circular pavilion adjacent to Main. 6-channel video projections will span the interior and are also visible from the outside. And as a salute to the festival's history, there will be a 3D trailer projected on the exterior of the Egyptian Theater, comprised of moments from iconic Sundance films like Reservoir Dogs, Little Miss Sunshine, and Beasts of the Southern Wild. That's presented by the Clip Collective under the title, What's He Projecting Up There? For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.